You are listening to WSIU, and this is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University began a new project called Makerspaces over the last several months. WSIU's Amelia Blakely takes a closer look at what these makerspaces are and why they're so important in building for SIU's future and more.
Across the country for the past decade, a strategic and unassuming activity has brought all walks of life together in spots called makerspaces. Makerspaces attract tinkers, young and old, to a space where they bring printers, wood, metal, remotes, or even laser cutters to build and fiddle with. Visiting earlier this year from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, Troy Klein came to Southern Illinois University for the premiere of the eclipse-themed documentary In the Shadow. While he was here, Klein met with university professors to discuss facilitating makerspaces and possible future opportunities partnering with NASA. Here's Troy Klein tell what happened after the inception of makerspaces.
People started getting interested in becoming more hands-on with actually making the things that you normally would go buy in a store. Many people across the country are very interested in coming together with people that are like-minded, who are inventors and innovators and tinkerers, and not only working in isolation in their own houses just to create and learn about these things like many people do, which is great, but they thought, wouldn't it be great if we created these spaces where all of these different people who like to invent and think and create and tear things apart and hack it could come together in one space and share their resources and their knowledge with each other.
The energy stimulated by inventors and tinkerers led to maker fairs popping up across the country. Klein says the biggest maker fair happens in the San Francisco Bay Area with 200,000 participants.
All ages, sizes, you name it, everyone's there.
Klein, who is the director of a hybrid makerspace at Goddard, says he is now working with the maker and technology communities to find what ignites a passion for things kids and lifelong learners had no idea existed.
You don't know what you don't know, right, until you do it. And so if you come into a makerspace or into a hybrid style technology space that has all these different types of tools to play with and tinker with and learn, you're going to see something in that space that will likely pique your interest in. And you can start learning about that, and it could give you a whole new direction in your life for something you didn't even know. And that's the power of putting all of it in one space.
And that's exactly what Klein and his colleagues did. He says in a 20 by 25 foot room at Goddard, about 8 or 9 pieces of technology they know people are fiddling with were placed. That includes a green screen and virtual reality. When these gadgets are used together, they facilitate a mixed reality.
We're retrofitting some of the equipment that we have and fixing it so that on a 2D screen, a computer screen or monitor, you'll see what the person in VR is seeing, but we're adding an additional camera that will track that person so you can also see that person inside the space that they're seeing.
Klein says women, men, and children are working together at Goddard thinking through the creation of these virtual reality experiences. Using technology, he says, like virtual and mixed reality, can help students visualize abstract concepts like space weather and magnetism.
So imagine what that would be like to fly around the Earth or the Sun and see a visual representation.
One of the ideas coming out of Klein's STEM Innovation Lab to educate students on space weather uses an acrylic glass box filled with strings of LED lights. At the bottom of the box, the lights are connected to a motherboard, which students can use to learn how to code using real NASA data, creating what looks like fireworks, a planet, or even the Northern Lights.
And programming that into one of those cubes, so you can actually watch the effects of an aurora, watch an aurora flow through a cube right in front of you physically, and it's real data.
Makerspaces at Goddard allow students to experience cosmic phenomena or see their Earth from a bird's eye view. Klein says as students learn about the planet and universe they call home, they also teach their parents, teachers, and peers about new technology being used in makerspace projects.
These are the kids who were teething on technology that didn't exist, you know, when I was their age.
Klein says from his 12 years of teaching experience, he learned students come to the classroom with more technological knowledge than teachers expect. He says, although educators foster learning, they don't have to provide all of the knowledge. Like Klein and his students, learning from each other in the classroom, makerspaces create an area where lifelong learners of all ages can come and learn from each other.
When you have a makerspace, you basically, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. You have one ring that unites them all.
Klein says, what's exciting about makerspaces is anyone can make a makerspace anywhere. It's a space where coders, builders, inventors, and dreamers can come together and build something original. This is WSIU, and I am Amelia Blakely. Is there something wrong?